What are you motherfuckers doing? Jesus Christ. My cats are fucking around with each other right now. This is Chris Johnson. And my cats are old. They're 14 and a half years old. They're going to be 15 in August. And they're just fucking growling at each other right now. Not like angry growling. I mean, I guess it's angry growling, but it's not like they're like cats in the fucking street. They're going to fucking have a death match. Do you hear this shit? Jesus Christ, guys. Motherfucker. I mean, I guess it's good that they're fucking old as shit and they're still playing around with one another. But it's a different type of playing than it used to be. Like back in the day, they'd fucking run around, they'd dive on each other, they'd like fucking hide behind couches and shit and jump out and do the normal cat shit. It's a much slower pace to their bullshit these days. One will walk up to the other, he'll be laying down, he'll like fucking put his head against him, then he'll just like slowly bite his leg, and the other one will fucking growl and piss and moan and fucking hit him with his paw, and then they'll fucking hit each other with their paws a little bit, couple bites, and then they're fucking done. And they're already fucking done. I've been talking for like a fucking minute, and they started doing this the second before I turned the fucking mic on. That's it. That's what they do these days. They got a little bit of fucking energy in them, and then they're fucking done. What the fuck? What are you whining about now? Jesus Christ, I think Simon's hungry. I think, you know, sometimes I think he just attacks his brother because he's pissed because he wants fucking food. What the fuck is happening around here? I've never had animals get this old before. And I hope they keep getting older too. I don't want to lose these guys, man. I've had these fuckers since they were fucking kittens. And not just like the kittens that you get and fucking adopt. I'm talking like 4 fucking day old kittens. These pricks didn't even have their fucking eyes open when I fucking met them. They were found in like a fucking alley somewhere. My ex brought them home. They're these two and their two sisters. We fucking fostered these pieces of shit. I had to fucking bottle feed them every 4 hours and they pissed and shit all over me and everything. I had to watch them grow up. At that moment when I was like taking care of the cats initially, I think that's when I kind of figured out like I'm never going to be able to fucking have kids. They had to be like bottle fed like every 4 hours. And I was kind of living with my girlfriend at the time, but not really. I would just stay over at a house most of the time. I had like a lot of my shit over there. You know that stage in the relationship, especially when you're younger, where you got like half your shit at your house with your parents and then like your other half with like your partner. So you don't really have all of your shit anywhere. You're kind of like a fucking transient. I was at that stage in my life as a fucking 24-year-old or however fucking old I was. And she brings these cats home because she was working at like a vet's office or something. And I was like, fucking great, like cats and shit. And then I didn't realize that I'd have to like fucking take care of these guys. And I mean, I knew I had to take care of them, but I didn't realize how much would go involved or how much would be involved with taking care of fucking like newborn fucking kittens. They need to be bottle fed every 4 fucking hours. They can't piss and shit on their own. You have to like wet a paper towel and like rub their balls and assholes with it and they'd shit all over you. Because their mother usually does that, but their mother was gone. She was in the streets. Some fucking stray hit it and quit it and she just fucking had kittens in the middle of a fucking alley or something. And somebody brought them in. So like every 4 hours they had to be bottle fed. And at night we would like take turns of who had to get up and feed these fucking assholes. Like every 4 hours or somebody else's fucking turn. And I thought to myself, like, people do this with like a real live babies. And like real live babies actually cry and make a lot of noise and they gotta change their diapers and shit. That fucking alarm would go off and I would have to like bottle feed the cats and I'd be like, I can't do it right now. It's fucking 5 in the morning. I just wanna fucking sleep. I got work soon. I can't be feeding these goddamn assholes right now. It was just a fucking mess. It was a fucking mess. I'd go over there, they'd want to fucking run around because we kept them kind of locked up at first. I'm like, I can't take these little assholes just running and jumping around and shit. And they're all fucking maniacs when they're young. Cats are about as far as I can get. Cats and dogs, about as far as I can get taking care of fucking any other living creature. I can barely take care of myself. And kids, fucking shit, dude. I don't know how anybody fucking does it. So my boys are really old now, like in cat years. They're 14 and a half years old. Like I said, I've never had pets this old before. They're doing well. I just took them to the vet. Their blood work and everything is good. They can't jump up anymore, though. They reached a time in their lives where they've either just said, fuck it, I'm not jumping anymore, I'm not expending this amount of energy, which I respect, by the way, if you just decided you're not going to fucking do it, or their just legs don't work the way they fucking used to. I think it's a little of both. Because I could kind of see the jumping fading. You know, Simon would want to fucking jump up on the couch and he'd get like halfway up, he'd bounce his chest and he'd fall backwards. After a couple of those embarrassing moments, he just said, you know what? Fuck you. You can lift me up, can't you? And he would just like stare at me and meow. And then I would, okay, fine. You want to get up here, asshole? We'll do it. So because I'm fucking adorable, I bought them a ramp. I have a fucking cat ramp. And it's like in my bedroom, connected to the bed, so that they can walk up and down on the bed. If you're listening to this on Facebook, I'll throw a fucking photo of it up. I don't know what prompted me to get the goddamn ramp. I just thought about it, or I saw like an ad for it. I thought maybe Simon and Finley would like a fucking ramp. Although Finley uses the ramp, Simon does not use the ramp. Simon sees the ramp. I can put Simon on the ramp. If I put Simon on the ramp, he reacts as if like I just fucking went Michael Jackson and like fucking held him out the goddamn window. Like he's gonna just fall to his fucking death. Like if I put him on the ramp, he'll like just like tip backwards and like fall off of it. Asshole, just fucking steady your fucking legs, for Christ's sake. You can fucking walk up it. He walks down it. Like, if I put him on the bed and he wants to get down, he doesn't feel like jumping because they can jump down. They don't jump up on shit. They still jump down. But if he doesn't feel like jumping down, I think I've seen him walk down the ramp. If you can walk down the ramp, you can just turn your fucking ass around and walk back up the fucking ramp. What the fuck's the matter with you? They lay around a lot of the day, but because they still like getting up on certain places, they still kind of fuck with me because they want to go up. They want to go up on the fucking bathroom counter and fucking drink out of the faucet. They want to go up on couches and shit because I don't have ramps all over the goddamn house. It's not going to be a fucking maze in here. I'm going to be tripping on ramps. I've already fucking stubbed my toe about fucking 25 goddamn times on the ramp of the fucking bedroom. I can't have any more fucking ramps out here. You can have one ramp. It's in the bedroom. But they'll still want to go up and down on shit. And I'm still working from home. So like Simon will want to go up in the fucking bathroom sink and he'll just stand in the goddamn bathroom, stare at me and fucking meow repeatedly. Like, asshole, I can't get up right now. I'm fucking working. Anyways, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Keeping these motherfuckers alive as long as possible. I love these two. Podbean's the host of the podcast. You can get every fucking episode there. Website or the app. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio or wherever the fuck else you want to get it. I'm on Facebook in my timeline. On Twitter, Johnson Hates You. And on Instagram, want to see some hot photos of me and the cats, you can catch me there in maybe 5 minutes.